Chapter 5. Everything in the Emerald City was green. The money was green, the buildings were green, and the people had green skin. The man from the gate took Dorothy and her friends to the palace. A soldier stood outside the palace. "They are here to see the Great Oz," said the man to the soldier. "Come in," said the soldier. "I will ask him to see you." They waited a long time. The soldier came back.
"Did you see him?"
asked Dorothy.
"No.
He talks to me from behind a screen," said the soldier.
"Will he see us?"
asked the scarecrow.
"He will. You must go in one at a time. He will see one of you tomorrow and one of you the day after. You will have to stay here for 4 days. I will show you to your rooms," said the soldier.
"Thank you. That's very kind," said Dorothy. Dorothy said goodbye to her friends. They all went to their rooms. The Scarecrow and the Tin Man didn't need rooms. They didn't sleep. The Lion was unhappy inside. Dorothy went to see Oz. She walked into the throne room.
"I'm the Wizard of Oz. I'm great and terrible. Why are you here?" said the wizard.
The wizard was a giant head.
"I'm Dorothy. I need your help," she said.
"What do you want me to do?" asked Oz.
"I want you to send me back to Kansas," said Dorothy.
"I will send you back, but you must do something for me," said Oz.
"What?" asked Dorothy.
"Kill the Wicked Witch of the West," said Oz.
The next day, the Scarecrow went to see Oz. Oz said,
"Kill the Wicked Witch of the West, and I will give you a brain."
The day after, the Tin Man went to see Oz. Oz said,
"Kill the Wicked Witch of the West, and I will give you a heart."
The day after, the Lion went to see Oz. Oz said,
"Kill the Wicked Witch of the West, and I will give you courage."
"What do we do?" Dorothy asked her friends.
"We have to kill the Wicked Witch of the West," said the Lion.
They left Oz to find the Wicked Witch of the West. They went to her country.
The Wicked Witch saw them. She was angry. She sent wolves to kill them. The Tin Man chopped the head off the wolves. The witch sent crows to kill them. The Scarecrow killed the crows. The witch sent bees to kill them. The bees all stung the Tin Man and died. The witch sent her slaves to kill them. The Lion roared, and the slaves ran away.
The witch sent her flying monkeys to kill Dorothy, Toto, the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. She said, "Bring me the lion. He will be my slave." The monkeys picked up the Tin Man and dropped him on some rocks. He broke into lots of pieces. The flying monkeys pulled all the straw out of the Scarecrow. The flying monkeys tied up the lion. They carried him to the Wicked Witch of the West. The flying monkeys didn't hurt Dorothy. They picked her up and carried her to the Wicked Witch of the West. "We can't hurt her. The mark of the good witch protects her," said the leader of the monkeys. The Wicked Witch was scared. She saw the silver shoes. She wanted the shoes. The witch made Dorothy her slave. She made Dorothy trip over and one of the shoes fell off. The Wicked Witch stole it. "Give me back my shoe," said Dorothy. "It's mine now. I will have the other one soon," said the witch. Dorothy picked up a bucket of water. She threw it at the witch. The Wicked Witch of the West melted. Dorothy and the lion escaped.